Hi, welcome to This Expat Life. My name is Amanda Maxime, and as a certified coach, I help high-achieving expats find more fulfillment and happiness in their global lives. Because while life abroad is often amazing, it is not only rainbows and butterflies, as all experienced expats know. In This Expat Life, I open up space for all facets of life abroad and what you can do to thrive in it. And to support you in your personal, professional, and geographic life transitions, I share tips, tell relatable stories, and connect with fellow expats. Whether you've just moved abroad or you are a seasoned expat, This Expat Life is your place to find real understanding and to grow from the inside out. Enjoy the show. Hello, expat, global player, or friend of the show. Welcome back to This Expat Life. I'm very happy that you are here. And actually, this month, we are celebrating 2 years of This Expat Life. Wow. And I was going through the statistics just now, and I saw that we have over 26,000 downloads of the podcast in total. Just imagine, 26,000 times someone clicked on This Expat Life to listen to an episode. That is just amazing. It makes me really happy. Today, I want to talk about something that I have seen over and over and over again with friends, with coaches, with people I'm talking to as potential leads or just people in my orbit. And that is about decision making. I was actually running a survey because I wanted to hear more from you guys. What is going on for you? What you struggle with the most? What you desire the most in your expat life or global life? And I got around 40 answers, and they were all super valuable. And there was definitely one theme that kept coming back, and that was how to deal with indecision and indecisiveness. And that was, I don't know what decision to make. I don't know what way to go forward. I'm stuck and I'm not really sure what to choose. Many of you, if you filled out the survey, were struggling with indecisiveness. And that's also what I'm hearing from the people around me. Should we stay or should we go? Should I apply for another job or stay here? And often these questions and you not being able to go through with it has to do with uncertainty. You or maybe your partner don't know how long you'll stay in that country. So if you're going to leave in 2 years' time, is it even worth it to apply for another job? But then again, you might not know if you're going to leave in 2 years' time. It might come sooner, it might come later, it might not come at all. Is this a country that will be my forever home? If you settled somewhere for a couple of years and you're liking it, ooh, does that now mean that I will really grow some roots here and settle down? Is this going to be my forever home? Or should I go back or move to another country? Or questions like, if you want to change something around your career, is this what I really dream of when I haven't tried it yet? So how can I be sure if this is really what I want? And so often these questions go around in your head, making you go back and forth on your decision. You're stuck in overthinking your decisions. One day you think, yes, I'm going to go ahead with it. And maybe an hour later already, you're like, no, that's the wrong decision. And you spend so much time on thinking about it. And actually, what I've seen after having coached over 150 expats and global players is that many of them try to think their way through the decision. Just this week, I was speaking to someone who also needs to make a decision, and she told me, yeah, I already made the list of pros and cons, and I just don't know what to do. And this is often where I see it go wrong, this thinking your way through it, trying to solve this puzzle, this decision with your head, and trying to deal with the uncertainty with not knowing the circumstances or how the future will play out from a logical point of view. And that creates all the overthinking. And personally, I have to say, I don't have this at all, except for a few areas in my life. But overall, I make decisions pretty quickly, pretty confidently, and they feel really aligned with where I want to go and with who I am. And as I was preparing this episode, I was thinking about it and I realized, it's been like this for my entire adult life, I think. It's always been this way. For example, I was a diplomat, as you might know, and I switched to becoming a coach and entrepreneur 3 years ago. And I knew for a long time already that I wanted to do this. For me, it was just a matter of timing. The decision to quit my job was taken really quickly into my diplomacy career. Why it still took me a couple of years to actually go and do it was fear that was holding me back. But I never questioned the decision per se. I just had to overcome my fear to do it. And this was one taken with the heart because I realized I wasn't happy in my job. Another example was when I decided to move to Rio. I made this decision about a year and a half ago, and I made the decision in 4 days. This was just after my relationship had ended. I was devastated and I realized I don't want to be here anymore. I just want to go to Rio. And there were some hurdles and fears and stuff to overcome and things to take into account, like what will this mean for my business, for my love life, etc. But within 4 days, I knew, okay, I'm going to move, and I'm going to move in half a year, so I have some time to prepare. But the decision was made like this, super easy, super quick. So all those big decisions, I find them pretty easy to make. What I struggle with is the small decisions. I was just talking to a friend of mine who is in town or in Amsterdam, and we're going for a meal. And I called them and I started asking, so can you please pick? And my friend was like, no, Amanda, this time it's your time to pick the restaurant. I'm not doing this for you anymore. Overcome your fear of decision making. And I had to laugh because it's so true. When it comes to picking a restaurant or deciding if I'm going to Amsterdam with a car or with public transport and what time I need to leave, or choosing what to bring with me on a trip, oh my God, I can think about these small decisions for hours. This is the part that I struggle with. And for the somewhat bigger decisions, the area I still struggle with is in my relationships, because that's actually where I still have quite some fear, which I will be talking about in a moment. But for anything else, I'm fine. Give me a big decision. I have my intuition, I have an inner compass, and I know what to do. So why does decision making come pretty easy to me and not to others? In this episode, I'll be diving into a few key factors that I identified that are really working well for me, hoping to inspire you. And I think the first one is that uncertainty doesn't scare me. I remember doing a quiz one time. I was on a workation with two friends in France, and I came across this quiz from Tony Robbins, this self-help guru. And in the quiz, he helped you identify what values you are driven by. And my number one value was uncertainty. I actually thrive in uncertainty. I get lethargic when there's too much certainty around me. And my two friends had the opposite. And it didn't surprise me at all because we were both very different in how we approach decisions and uncertainty in our lives. So I think not being scared by uncertainty also helps me to go forward with action, with making decisions, because I always feel like, well, if it doesn't play out the way I want it to, I'll just pivot again. It's either a success or a lesson learned. I live by this motto. And if you can start viewing your decisions that way as well, that either way is going to be valuable for you, because either way is going to work out, or it's going to be something really valuable that you're going to learn about yourself, this will also help you, I think, with actually making the decision and going forward in the process, instead of staying stuck and just overthinking everything. A lot of the expats that I talk to think they need to know what is the best decision first before actually making the decision, before taking action on it. But it's the other way around. Just imagine that you are on a hike and you are standing before a crossroads. And there's no signal, you can't access Google Maps, you don't know what is the best way. You can go either left or right. Just imagine you standing there. Are you going to wait till you know with full certainty what is the best way before you start moving? No, because at some point it's going to get dark. So what you'll do on this hike is that you'll try the option that you think is best or that will lead you to the destination. And if at some point, maybe a kilometer in, you're realizing, oh, actually, I don't think this is the way, you'll just go back and try the other route. It's that simple. And it works the same in our lives, yet we make it so much more complicated for ourselves. We believe that we have to know for sure what is the best way before we start embarking on that path. But it's the opposite. It's the action that brings the clarity, not the other way around. So if you are in front of a decision, just go with the thing that you think or feel is the best way for you. And if it doesn't work out, you'll just pivot and then you learned a valuable lesson about yourself. This clarity that you can bring forward with you into the future. Number two is that Well, I think I'm pretty well connected with my intuition and my emotions. You know, intuition isn't this woo-woo thing. It actually serves as a powerful inner compass that you can use for decisions, big or small. It's your intuition that says, maybe I should take a rest day today instead of just pushing through. It's your intuition that says, it's time for a sabbatical and travel the world because I've been craving that for years, instead of just only thinking about my career. It's your intuition that says whether someone is the right person for you or not. Although, unfortunately, there's usually a lot of fear and self-sabotage around that as well. But your intuition is such a powerful tool that you can use. And I feel I'm pretty well connected to my intuition. So last December, I was at a business conference in Phoenix for my business program, but there's a lot of personal development and spirituality included in it as well. So it's a perfect mix for me. And we were in a meditation or a visualization. And I had done that visualization a year prior to it as well, the same one. And in that visualization, I heard a voice. It wasn't an external voice. It was just like a voice within me, maybe my own. But I felt so clearly, I shouldn't go back. I shouldn't go back to the Netherlands. And I actually haven't shared this properly here yet. I shared it with a few friends and my family. And obviously I did have to go back to, you know, I have my house and my cats here. But I felt so strongly that my future isn't in the Netherlands. My future is there. And instead of questioning that voice, instead of doubting the voice or the implications if I proceed with it, or instead of just like brushing it aside, I decided, no, I'm listening to this voice because this voice has served me so well in the past. I'm not going to second guess it. It's my intuition. And actually for me, it's not just my intuition that I rely on. I also take in my emotions. Emotions are here to serve us, and they as well can be super powerful tools in decision making. Sometimes your head can think that X is the best way, but your body or your emotions are really pointing you towards Y. The head can think, oh, if I just push through, if I'll just spend a bit more time on this job, then I'll like it. Then things will work out for me in this job. I actually thought that myself when I really wasn't enjoying my job anymore during the COVID pandemic, especially. At first, I just told myself, well, if I just put in some extra effort, then I know I will like it more because this is a topic that usually excites me. But my whole body and my emotions were just like, but I don't want to do this anymore. Your head is often telling you to just push through, to be strong, to not give up, to just go for it. You can do it. It's a tough voice. But listening to that voice can lead to burnout or resentment or just unhappiness. I'm not saying don't listen to it at all, but it's also good to take into account your emotions. Because we are not just our heads. We are more than that. We have more powerful tools available to us. And emotions can guide the way for us too. Like my decision to move to Rio, my head was initially saying, but Amanda, you bought a house here. You need to settle down here. This is the plan. But my whole body and everything in my being said, I'm tired. I don't want to do this here anymore. I've tried so hard. And every time I try to grow some roots here in the Netherlands, something happened and the ground beneath my feet just got swept away. And I want a break. I really want a break and a reset. And listening to that was a good decision. So if you're someone who's very much in their head and who likes to make pros and cons list, try to develop your intuition more and try to connect more with your emotions so that they can also help you guide the way. Another thing that has been really helpful for me is that I have a lot of self-trust around my decisions, and that's based on experience. So from the beginning of my adult life, I've made pretty big decisions just based on my intuition or me wanting something. When I was 19, I quit my studies to travel in South America by myself as a blonde woman who didn't speak any Spanish, and I stayed away for a year and a half, and it worked out really well, even though everyone around me was afraid I would never come back to study anymore. That was bullshit. I finished 2 bachelor degrees. I knew this. And that was my first intuitive decision that worked out so well for me. And there were more moments, like when I decided to quit my job in corporate London because I was just really so unhappy there. And in the same go, I decided to move back to the Netherlands, even though I had no other job lined up yet. I just trusted that it would work out for me. And it did. I landed my diplomacy job. And all the decisions I mentioned are pretty big ones, but I have a lot of small decisions that played out well for me too. So I can just look at the historical evidence and see that those more intuitive decisions always worked out well for me. And so I can also trust now that the next decision will probably work out well for me too. And I'm convinced that all the solo travel I did really helped me develop this skill. I traveled tons by myself from an early age, from when I was 18 already, and I still do occasionally. And when you travel by yourself, you have to rely on your intuition. You have to trust other people. You have to make decisions all the time. There's no one else to make them for you. And sometimes they're really related to safety. Like, if I do this, will I be safe? This is especially the case in Latin America. Or they're related to basic needs. And that's why I really believe that all this solo travel really helped me build up this stack of evidence that I know that my decisions made from the gut are usually the right ones for me. Then there's another factor, number four now, I think, and that is that I can more and more recognize fear versus a real argument. So what often happens is that we kind of mix fear and logic in our decision making. Like a question that I've been seeing with a few coaches recently: should I stay in this amazing city or should I go home to settle? And they had been wanting to stay in that amazing city, but they were actually afraid that they would stay single forever because all their friends were already married and had kids and all their friends were back home. And so what they wanted was to really stay abroad, but what they were afraid of was staying alone forever. But what then happened was that that fear presented itself as logical arguments, like, it's easier to find a spouse back home, or when I have a family, my parents will be around to take care of the kids, etc. And then often what our head does is that we equate those two different things in the same way. And so we try to make pros and cons, but the fear thing is not really a logical argument. It's fear. And so as such, you should really see it. I'm not saying take it out of the equation altogether, or deny that it's fear and only see it as a logical argument. But if it's fear, it requires a different approach. Because let's say you can overcome your fear. So you know you don't have to be afraid of being single for the rest of your life. How would you then proceed with the decision? Well, if you really want to stay in that amazing city and you don't have that fear, you will probably decide to stay in that amazing city. So you'll want to become really aware of what is fear and what is not fear so that you can support yourself in that fear. And maybe you decide, no, that fear is too realistic. The risk that it will happen is too big. The implications will be too big, or I'm just simply too afraid of it. Well, okay, then that's your decision. But you can also see, okay, this is just fear. This is just an obstacle. So I can support myself in it and still go after what I really want to do. And how to identify if something is fear? Well, I've got a really simple question for you. So let's say you got a choice between staying in your current career or going after the thing that you secretly desire. It's a job in another sector or starting your own business. Let's use that option. If that option is going to work out well for you, you are starting your own business and it's successful, ask yourself, would this end result excite me? And if the answer is yes, the end result of having my own business or pivoting towards this other sector is exciting me, then you know that what is holding you back, those logical arguments, are actually fear. If you don't get excited by the end result, then you know it is not really for you. This is a super simple way to sort of distinguish, is this real fear that is coming up, or is this like a real argument that I know is valid for me and it's not just fear? And then the last factor that is helping me in making fast, good decisions is my self-awareness. And I mention this word more often because I think self-awareness is key for a good, happy life. And in this case, you'll want to know about yourself where you are blocking yourself. because then again, you can support yourself in it. So this week I was on a discovery call with someone who was actually presented with the option I was just talking about, like, should I stay in this path or do I want to pivot to the sector I'm secretly dreaming about, even though I know there's going to be obstacles on the way. In our conversation, she realized that there was actually a limiting belief at play that made her think, oh, the things I wanted in the past didn't work out for me, so now it's not going to work out for me either. This was a pretty strongly rooted belief. She saw the probable obstacles that would come her way, and that automatically made her conclude, okay, then it's not going to work out for me. If you know that that is your limiting belief, then you can also do some inner work on that belief and replace it with something more empowering, which will then give you so much more certainty and confidence about actually making that decision to pivot towards a new sector. I know someone else who embarks on a certain path thinking, okay, that is my new way to go to reach my goal. And then after trying it out for 2-3 weeks, she turns around again and realizes, no, it's actually something else where I have to find my solution. That is a pattern that she is stuck in. I have my patterns too. I'm always adding chaos to my life. So when I decide on my planning for the coming year or the coming few months, like my business and travel planning, I'm actually often saying no to certain ideas I have for myself, even though they excite me, or I'm turning down invitations and opportunities. Because I know that when comes time to execute all those ideas and plans, I'll probably have added way more on my plate than I can actually handle. Because I know I have this chaos tendency, I proactively already create more space than I'm actually going to have when the time is there. And I'm saying no to opportunities and ideas because I will only focus on one thing at a time. Because I know myself, if I allow it, like, I'll be all over the place again, and that's not gonna do any good for me or my business. When you really know how you tick and who you are beyond the more obvious things like that you talk about with your manager in your annual reviews, like your biggest self-sabotaging actions and your fears, that's when you can actually really work with yourself. You can then support yourself in your fears, in your blockages, in your patterns. This is the kind of work that we do in my world. It's really the inner work, because those are insights that you can take with you for the rest of your life and really support yourself wherever you go. And when you know all these things about yourself and how you can support yourself in these patterns and limiting beliefs, this will also help you to make better decisions that are much more aligned with the real you. And with those better decisions and faster decisions, you won't be stuck in overthinking all the time. Your mind will be calmer, you'll be more at ease, you'll feel more confident in your decisions, even when other people have something to say about them or don't agree with them. And with that, you'll be able to enjoy your expat life so much more in the moment, despite all the uncertainty about the future. And you can really trust the process. Honestly, because I have such a good track record, if I can say so myself, of making the right decisions, I feel so confident going forward with my decisions. Because I know for a fact that I will always make the right decision for me. And maybe sometimes I need to pivot a little bit here and there, but that's okay. I can rely on my decision-making skills. So I don't constantly need to worry about the future or how things will play out, because I'll just see it when it's there and then I'll just make the decision and I can just trust that I will make the right decision. And having that inner trust gives me so much more calmness about where I'm going. This week, people actually have asked me about, like, do you never worry about financial things with your business because your income is up and down as an entrepreneur? Someone also asked me, are you not worried about Trump because you want to move to the US and what it might mean for your visa? And really, I don't worry that much anymore, because I know that if I'm presented with a challenge, I'll just do what is right for me in the moment. So I don't need to proactively worry about that and let that future uncertainty influence my decisions in the here and now. And if you want that too, if you want to experience more calmness, more confidence in your expat life, so you don't need to be stuck in overthinking all the time, then I know that my program, The Copilot, is really for you. because in the Copilot, I'm going to teach certain self-coaching tools that have really helped me and 150 expats that I've coached to really experience more fulfillment, ease, and direction in their expat life. These are the coaching tools that they use to really increase their self-awareness, to know where they're blocking themselves or what fears are secretly under the surface that they aren't fully aware of. If you can know how your mind is operating on autopilot and how that's not always serving you, you can actually change it for something better. And better thoughts also lead to better decisions. So we're going to be looking at how you interpret the world around you. We're going to be looking at your inner team. So who is there in the cockpit making all those decisions on autopilot for you? And what extra co-pilots can you add to it? There's also a whole session about emotions, how to get better in touch with them and how to make them work for you. And there's also a really cool visualization that I still do myself to really see what is the obstacle on my way to my real goal. And this will also help you to see like, ooh, these things are just fear. It's not a real argument or it's not my real destination. It's just an obstacle on the way. And how can I overcome them? So in the Copilot, we will together go through these tools that will help you understand yourself much better. And that if you implement them, will also really help you to feel better what is right for you instead of just thinking your way through it. If you want to join, we are starting again on the 19th of February. I'm so excited about this cohort. And this is also the last time that you will get a one-on-one coaching session with me as a bonus. The Copilot is a group program with live online sessions. But if you join this round, you will also get this one-on-one session with me where we can go much deeper into an issue that is really important to you, that has been on your mind for too long, perhaps something that you want to make a decision on. Or we can use it to really look at, hey, where are you holding yourself back? What belief is limiting you way more than you realize? What fear needs to be seen before you can proceed with your decision? So if you want to experience more fulfillment, ease, and direction in your expat life without the constant overthinking, join the Copilot. I'll put the link in the show notes and I would love to welcome you inside the program. For now, have a good day wherever you are and talk to you next week again.